I'm just curious if this is yeah, live in peace is one word, and I can't pronounce it, but be at peace. Live peacefully. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. Once again, be perfect. Why would he say that? Today, people would say, no, if I told you, be perfect, well, it's not possible. No, it's possible. You could stop fornicating. Well, maybe I could do that. You could stop lying. I don't know. Well, really? You can't stop lying? Even with the power of God and the promises of Jesus Christ and able to put on the divine nature, then you can't be saved. If you can't have faith that you can stop lying and cheating and stealing and fornicating and wickedness and all that, if you don't have the faith to believe that that Christ can make you stop that, how can you even ever believe that he could raise you from the dead to live forever? Why should you believe it? And I tell you, don't believe it, because it won't happen. If you don't have a little faith, you're not going to be raised. Not for judgment to life. You have to have faith to please God. If you don't have faith, then he hasn't given it to you, and his grace isn't on you, and you aren't going to be saved. You are rejected. So have faith, and prove yourself. Whether you be in the faith, prove yourself. Prove you. Examine yourself. Scrutinize yourself. If these things be in you, you shall never fail. Make your calling and election sure. Be perfect. Then you'll be sure. You want to be sure you're going to go to heaven? Which I hate. You're going to live forever with him? Then be perfect. When you see the works of God being perfected in you, one at a time, two at a time, three at a time, two here, three there, one there, whatever, order, however, believe him. Be of good comfort. Hey, there's no reason to despair. But Paul, you just said I'm rejected. I only said that to provoke you to faith. You really can't believe. You really hate righteousness so much that you can't just believe in it. Well, no, I want to do right. I just don't think I can. Do you believe God can? Well, maybe with most people, not with me. Well, you're too powerful. Don't be so foolish. Come on. Believe with me. Be comforted. I believe it for whoever. Whoever can love righteousness and want to do right, I believe it for you. I know it for you. Because there be many who love it not. I tell you, God put that love in you, that you would love what is good and hate what is evil in yourself and in anywhere you see it. God put that in you. So I know he has chosen you. So listen to my words. Be obedient to the gospel. Have faith in the truth. I give you the holy kiss. God loves you. I know, because you love the things he has set in the heart of those who he loves. All the saints salute you. You who love God, I know Paul, this is just the greeting of Paul, but to me, I salute you who love righteousness and who despair over evil. I salute you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember what his grace will do for you. Believe. His grace is on you. And the love of God. Would he give you his grace if he didn't love you? And the communion of the Holy Ghost, the koinonia, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit in me is fellowship with you. That's how we have fellowship, by the Spirit of God. And the Spirit comes over us, we get excited about the things of God. We get excited about the plan of God, the righteousness of God, the vengeance of God, all the things of God. We have fellowship in those things. Oh, we're going to have fellowship time. We're just going to sit around and chit-chat about, oh, my Uncle Charlie and Cousin Billy and Freddie and Susie and what they're up to and all their nasty ways. We're going to talk about the latest juicy gossip in the church, blah, 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 blah. Fellowship, fellowship, fellowship of darkness. Of wickedness. I want to serve. If you're going to sit down and fellowship with me, I'm going to talk to you about the things I love. Not juicy gossip. I'm going to talk about the things of God. You want to have fellowship. I mean, not that I'd say I have a mundane life. I have family and I hear things about them and so on and so forth, right? But that's not what I call fellowship. And it's not sitting around talking about our favorite TV shows. And it's not, it's about the things we have. What does fellowship mean? Koinonia, it's the things held in common. The common things between us. What binds us together is the goodness of God, the Holy Spirit. Well, that's all I have to say.